this fascinating piece of machinery was constructed in case we needed to be, to deal with a terrifying entity of some sort. Because people often say to us, have you ever been frightened with what you're doing? We've never actually been frightened, but you never know. If we saw an entity, we could in fact, literally, like the Ghostbusters, we could sort of, you know, fire a beam of light, and we might have an epileptic ghost if we did that, but it is a very real piece of machinery. Now, it's very complicated, but in brief, on the side of the machinery, we have here a GSR machine, galvanic skin response machine, which you hold in one hand, and if you see something that's frightening, you could sweat. You might not realize you were sweating, but there would be a response in the palm of your hand. This then emits a high-pitched buzz, and if you felt uncomfortable, and you think, my God, people have reported a sinister presence there, but I don't actually see anything, you hold this. And if you began to feel uncomfortable, it would be responded, you get a sound here, and then if you wanted to, even though you couldn't see it with your physical eyes, you could nevertheless upset it with that. It's very difficult with anything like this commonly to decide what is, as it were, subjective or objective. It's something that you think you're going to feel, or is there something really there? On one occasion we used it when there was something really there. We used it in a deserted church. We fired the beam of light at a swirling green, ominous mist, which exploded into trillions of glistening lights and rushed out of the door and disappeared. Now, we saw it, believe it or believe it not, that doesn't matter to me. But the fact is, it came in useful. We liked the machine, we developed it, and it's fun. But the galvanic skin response machine does help you to decide if you are actually physically responding to something anyway. Now, there's a lot more that could be said, but it's probably beyond the scope of what we're recording just now.